Welcome back to the men's room. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast to the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Sam on.
And we celebrate Easter Sunday on a Bad Choice Friday with Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode and Personal Jesus taking on the Doobie Brothers on a Bad Choice Friday.
It's like a battle of drugs.
Battle of drugs?
Depeche Mode is like, that guy's been doing some hard drugs. Yeah, he's like,
Personal Jesus.
All right. Then you hit the Doobies and it's like, yeah, man. Jesus is all right with me.
Here, man. Take this.
Yeah, I just feel like Depeche Mode, they're doing coke. They're smoking weed.
I don't know, man. Depeche Mode, I feel like they're like shrooms or acid.
They might be on heroin. I don't know.
Could be.
Yep. You're right. Maybe they're tripping.
Well, I saw them at the Key Arena when it was Key Arena. It was a pretty dark show.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's Depeche Mode.
I don't know a ton about Depeche Mode.
They're one of those bands, you either like them or you don't. They have a couple songs I think are all right. Their overall catalog to me is, it's not my exact cup of tea, but I respect them as a band.
Sure.
You don't like anything else. Concert was great. Right. I've also seen the Doobie Brothers. I thought they were phenomenal.
How could they not be great? You
know. Aren't they coming around this year?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if they're with Michael McDonald or not.
I think they would let you know.
They're with Santana.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That makes
sense. Sometimes Doobies go out by themselves. This might be their farewell tour.
So Michael, I'm almost positive.
Michael McDonald might be with him. If Michael McDonald is there, we're taking the day off.
Absolutely.
We are going to White River or wherever the hell that show is.
Yeah. Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Brooke. Sorry. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, Brooke. Hola.
Yeah, it's Brooke. Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hola.
I'm good. Long time listener. First time caller.
Thank you.
You're welcome to the show.
So my story, I know it makes me sound a little crazy, but there was one night that I had crashed out at my dad's house and I was visiting him and I fell asleep on the couch, and in the middle of the night, I don't know what it was, but I just like opened up my eyes because I felt like somebody was in the room, and I heard like a man's voice starting to say my name, but there was nobody there. And then all of a sudden, there was like this blue wavy ectoplasm thing over my body. And it was like sleep paralysis, if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. And it was just terrifying. It was probably like 15 seconds, but felt like, you know, an hour. And after that, I just remember like when it was all over, freaking out, walking into my dad's room, trying to tell him that like, I think there's a man in the living room or something, like trying to explain it to him. He jumps up with a baseball bat, like thinking there's a dude out there. But anyways, after that had happened, it freaked me out, kind of changed the way I thought about life. But then every few weeks at my house, I would get woken up in the middle of the night to this sulfur smell. And then the same thing would happen. And it would be like this shadowy figure. And so started talking to like a medium about it and asked them to come to my house and take a look. And they said I had a demonic haunting that was following me around. So that was kind of a scary thing to wake up to a few times.
Really? Why would it be scary if someone said there's a demonic haunting following you around?
Yeah.
Do they explain why this thing would want to seek you out?
So, I mean, for the longest time, like, I didn't really tell people about it. And I thought I was crazy because just like, you know, I mean, I believe that there's stuff we don't know yet in this world, but I mean, I was a little closed-minded to, like, ghosts and stuff being real, but it wasn't until my girlfriend stayed the night at my house one night, and she smelled the sulfur, and then all of a sudden...
Wow, damn! Let it all hang out, Betty.
And, drug callers, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Well, she asked the right questions.
To be fair, I would have a similar reaction.
I would have said the exact same thing.
Okay. Now, back to the program.
All right. What did you wake up to, or what woke you up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tristan. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, hello, Detroit!
Oh, yeah.
oh my God, that's a dream come true. I've been wanting to do that since I was a kid. Wow.
Awesome.
All right. So I was about 13, 14 years old, living not too far outside of JBLM. And every now and then I could hear from my bedroom window the artillery going off for like practice or whatever, gun retorts, cannons, whatever. So I was used to that kind of stuff going on. One day at maybe 5-6 in the morning, sun's not even out. It's still really, really, dark, but like the sun's starting to light up. I feel my, bed start to shake a little bit. At first I think, oh, okay, maybe a truck's just going on outside. It's like, I think it's trash day. And then my desk starts shaking and then the floor starts shaking. And I feel my walls start to shake and something falls off of my desk. My water bottle falls off of my desk. At this point, I'm up, I'm awake. I'm not hypnotized or I'm not like dreaming. I'm not like on sleep paralysis, like full on. My room is starting to shake around me. This goes on for maybe 10, 15 seconds. And then it cuts off as soon as it began. The weirdest part about it is that no one else in my house woke up. My mom is the lightest sleeper that I have ever known. She will wake up to me opening the door across the house and asking me what I'm doing. No one woke up.
So what do you think it was?
This day, I do not know what happened. I have no clue.
Could be they were just doing underground munitions.
Maybe.
I don't know about underground, but if it was underground, I'm sure someone else would have woken up. I asked my neighbors later on that day, and they didn't know what I was talking about. My best guess is, like, maybe a helicopter passed really close overhead for some reason.
Yeah, since maybe that, too.
But what do you think it was? Could have been Brooke's demonic presence.
It could have been like a big Chinook just blowing over the top of your house.
But it is weird that no one else felt it or noticed it.
Right? That's like the closest I've got to like a supernatural experience. And I'm just like, I can't convince myself it was natural or like at all, like a military helicopter or something. I scratch my head about it to this day.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's got to be a little suspicious around the military base.
Well, that's the thing, right? Just because you're around a military base. But the only thing you have really that goes against that is no one else was affected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what makes it weird. It's one thing to say, a military base, but if I said to my neighbors, like, wow, dude, I don't know what they were doing last night, nobody knows.
When I was a kid, and I kid like a teenager, right, there was like a naval, not base, but let's say facility, right. But it had a 9-hole golf course, right? So every time you drove over to Aspen Hill, keep in mind, Aspen Hill, I just looked it up, is 14 miles from College Park where I grew up.
Okay.
So we'd always drive by, and I would say to my dad, why can't we play there? And he's like, it's just for military members, blah, blah, blah. Then one day, our curtains blew in. Something blew up at that place 14 miles away.
Whoa.
You could hear it. It blew in, like I said, our curtains. And they closed that facility, I'd say, within 6 months.
Yeah.
And they never told you what it was?
No. There was just these mountains of dirt that were out there. And then eventually they opened it up and just made it a public 9-hole golf course.
Oh, wow.
But those mounds stay there. They planted trees. I mean, they did it very quickly. So whatever it was obviously underground. But I'm
sure.
Like... What the hell?
Well, they used to make announcements in Baltimore. Like, look, Aberdeen Proving Grounds blowing crap up today.
Yeah, just
so you know, don't call us.
Yeah, we're letting you know.
Sadly, it's around noon or whatever.
I mean, sadly, they do it at Fort Lewis, too. That's why you can kind of see the stuff coming.
Right.
Because you have the 82nd down there, and what was it, like a month and a half ago, they're like, heads up, we're doing nighttime training.
Yep.
Our question, what did you all wake up to or what woke you up? 206-803-ROCK.